Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi from Chuck Chat Freestyle, bringing you day 10 of the Dog Days of Podcasting for August 10th, 2025. DogDaysOfPodcasting.com, a challenge for podcasters to create a podcast a day in the month of August, because it's August now. Hope you're all having a wonderful day. We had a great time last night. I think I mentioned that yesterday was my daughter's wedding anniversary, her and her husband, of course. And they came up with the idea of going to one of the preseason NFL football games. We went to see the Arizona Cardinals play the Kansas City Chiefs because they were playing in Glendale, not too far from here. So we packed up the car and headed out into the traffic. There was a lot of people getting there around that 1 hour early mark. And we got through that. Lisa paid for the tickets. They were a whole whopping $15 each up in the nosebleed section, but we had fun. We had fun. It looked like it was going to be a disaster of a game when Kansas City did the kickoff. Yeah, I know there's not a whole lot of sports fans here, but when Arizona caught it, they fumbled it, and it got turned over right on the initial kickoff, and then Kansas City ran it in for a touchdown. So within a minute of the game starting, it was 7-0, going, oh, this will be fun. And the first few plays, I think that's just until that first touchdown, they had brought out their star. So Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback for Kansas City, was there, which is probably why they scored so quickly. That's what the regular season might look like. But the rest of the game was a way to exercise their second and third string players, some of the new recruits they brought on, to see how they go, because you can only go so far in practice. So this was more of a real test, as it were, but it really doesn't count because these first four preseason games don't go on the official record. It's a way of checking your roster and seeing who's playing up to snuff and who's not, and I won't get into any more of that. After the game, we went to Portillo's, which is kind of like Johnny Rockets, burger joint, hot dog, 50s motif, you know, records hanging on the wall, guitars playing 50s music. It's kind of a cool place. And had a nice big greasy chili cheese dog. That was good. My eyes were saying, yeah, and some fries with cheddar cheese. And you know, my stomach was going, it's 9 o'clock. Don't be eating a whole bunch of stuff right now. So I did pretty good. Stayed with just the chili cheese dog, and that was it. Okay, I had two of Grantis's fries, maybe three. But that was it. That's all I had. I watched The Jerk the other day with Steve Martin. Classic, still a classic, still funny. And there's lines in there that I totally forgot that made me laugh. I took a picture and sent it to my sister because I know that's her favorite movie. And we were texting back and forth. She wasn't even watching, and she was nailing the lines like 2 or 3 minutes before they came on the screen. So it made me laugh at her proficiency with that script. Kind of like me with Holy Grail. But we won't go there. I got all the Dragon Con postcards addressed. I had them all filled out, and I just needed to verify, well, Grant Pachoco's address, which he was kind enough to text me back. Got that. Put it on the card. I know which ones need international stamps, which ones need U.S. stamps, which ones we can hand directly to the people at DragonCon. Looking forward to that. So all they need now is Craig's signature, because it says, you know, well, thank you for all your support, - Chuck, - and an empty space for Craig to sign his name. So make it quick, and then we slap the stamps on them and put them in the email so they have the Atlanta postmark. Quick response to Nutty about her podcast about taste buds changing. And I totally agree with that. When Donna and I were first married, just before we were married, we made a list of foods that we really didn't care for. And I think my list was longer than hers. And honestly, I can't remember too much of what was on it because a lot of it is gone. Discovered that a lot of it was on that list because of the way it was prepared. My mom used to boil a lot of stuff. So, you know, boiled Brussels sprouts versus grilled. Oh man, I'll eat grilled Brussels sprouts these days like nobody's business. Didn't like sauerkraut back then. Now, give me a Reuben sandwich any day of the week and I'll be, you know, 300 pounds in no time. So that's, yes, I totally agree. If you didn't like something at one time, give it another try every few years and see if it meets your expectations or sometimes even exceeds your expectations. Okay, on to today's song. This was a challenge and a half. What I thought was going to be a short little ditty request from my wife. It is the Beatles, Norwegian Wood, and there are a couple of spots in here that I wish I could do better. Donna even came in the studio and was coaching me, and I had to leave it. Otherwise, I'd be here for three more hours trying to tweak this thing because, well, amateur musician, okay? And I also, I'm going to throw up the hashtag cover. This is my version, so it's a cover. But she didn't really like that. So sorry, honey, if you wince at a couple of the harmonies and whatnot. I just blame that crazy E minor getting in the way, and we'll leave it at that. So now that you know what to expect, less than, you know, Beatles quality, which pretty much has been the theme for the whole month, let's get on with it. I once had a girl, or should I say, she once had me. She showed me her room, isn't it good, Norwegian wood. She asked me to stay and she told me to sit anywhere. So I looked around and I noticed there wasn't a chair. I sat on a rug, biding my time, drinking her wine. We talked until two, and then she said, it's time for bed. Told me she worked in the morning and started to laugh. I told her I didn't and crawled off to sleep in the bath. And when I awoke, I was alone. This bird had flown. So I lit a fire, isn't it good, Norwegian wood. There you have it. I apologize. Okay, that's all I can do is apologize. I got a couple more requests in this evening, so I am going to get to those. There are still a lot in the queue. If you put in a request, terrific. I am favoring the people who haven't been played yet. All right, I did play two from my wife because, you know, marital points, that kind of thing. But there are some people that have requested. I will be getting to those shortly. There are a couple of songs that I need to practice a little bit more. If you are listening and you haven't put in a request, hey, or you have, put in another one or two. We'll see what happens. I will, if you hit one of my favorites, I'm more likely to play it. But since you don't know what my favorites are, well, Donna does. Go to ctomasi.link/ddop25 or feel free to give this monstrosity a rating. Don't expect fives all the time. And this one probably is evidence why not. So till tomorrow, everybody, take care. Stay safe. Love you. Bye.